Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending December 4th, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Government creates policy to address hazardous waste management. Jamaica's government is making an effort to ensure that hazardous waste on the island is handled in the best possible way by submitting an updated green paper to the cabinet in December 2020. Hazardous waste is any substance likely to endanger health or the environment and is generated by households, power generators, the pharmaceutical industry, petrochemical firms, pesticides, the chemical industry, and the electronic and electrical industries. The Green Paper pays special attention to the handling of medical waste, and the Ministry of Housing, Urban Renewal, Environmental and Climate Change is working with the Ministry of Health and Wellness and the National Environment and Planning Agency to include appropriate provisions, according to Gillian Guthrie, Acting Chief Technical Director in the Housing Ministry. Health Minister calls for upgrades to health centres. Visits to health clinics in Jamaica rose by 33% in 2020, causing Dr. Christopher Tofton, Jamaica's Health and Wellness Minister, to call for more partnerships designed to upgrade medical facilities on the island. Since January of 2020, there were 400,000 visits to health centres, 1.6 million more than the whole of 2019. Tofton wants more Jamaicans to engage with the ministry's Adopt a Clinic program. This program has collected over $130 million from charities and corporate entities to support health facility upgrades in its first 5 years of operation. Greater support for health centers is necessary now due to the COVID-19 pandemic. While 100 of the 325 primary care facilities in Jamaica are available for adoption, only 30 have been adopted to date. This week's Caribbean news. Barbados planning development of medicinal cannabis industry. According to Dr. Chantel Monroe-Knight, CEO of the Barbados Medicinal Cannabis Licensing Authority, BCLA, the nation's administration is going ahead with its plans to develop a medical cannabis industry. In spite of setbacks arising from the COVID-19 pandemic, there is extremely high interest among investors in the sector. Investors will be able to submit applications and proposals for cannabis industry development beginning in January of 2021. The cost of licenses for the industry is 5 times less than those in other Caribbean countries. Additionally, the BCLA is working to lower infrastructure costs and improve procedural efficiencies, elements that have made it difficult for locals in other Caribbean nations to do business. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. United Kingdom deports Jamaicans despite strong opposition. The Home Office in Britain went ahead with its controversial plan to operate a deportation flight to Jamaica the first day England's month-long COVID-19 lockdown ended. The government moved forward with the plan despite strong opposition from immigration and civil rights activists. 13 men were deported, according to Chris Philp, Home Office Minister for Immigration Compliance. He added that all the men deported had criminal histories and expressed his dismay that several others who had been scheduled for deportation were granted last-minute reprieves after a legal challenge and flight deferrals. Some 50 people were originally slated for deportation. This week's business news. Hope Zoo Head Start program seeks to boost beekeeping industry. To encourage more Jamaicans to enter the beekeeping industry, a potentially lucrative business, the Hope Zoo Head Start program is providing providing capital for such businesses to grow and develop in the local sector. The program focuses on community members who live in the borderlands of the Hellshire Hills and is working in partnership with Jamaica's Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries. It provides seed monies for members who want to enter the beekeeping industry. According to Orlando Gregory Lynch, the Senior Plant Protection Officer at the Agricultural Unit at Bodie's Research Station, the program is especially suitable for unemployed and unattached young people who want to use the forest in ways stated by the project and is designed to help them develop beekeeping as an alternative income source. Honey production increased by more than 200% between 2005 and 2017. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Jamaica's Culture Ministry launches Jamaica 60 logo competition. The Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport has launched a competition open to Jamaicans on the island and overseas to design a logo for the nation's 60th anniversary of independence. The winner of the competition will receive $2,500. The submission deadline is midnight on Friday, January the 19th of 2021. The competition is being organized by the Ministry Secretariat for commemorative events and special projects. According to the ministry, the logo should utilize Jamaica's national colors and/or symbols and also reflect the Jamaican spirit. The government will have exclusive rights to use the winning design in perpetuity. According to Lenford Salmon, project director, the logo will be used as the brand image in Jamaica 60 celebrations. This week's sports news. Jamaica remains at the top of Caribbean Football Union rankings. According to a release of the FIFA World Rankings for November 2020, Jamaica remains number one in the Caribbean Football Union CFU rankings. Jamaica is ranked 47th in the world, which makes the Reggae Boys the highest ranked team in the CFU and the third ranked team in CONCACAF. The team completed a two-match series against Saudi Arabia in which they lost the first match 3-0, but came back in the second match to win 2-1. The Jamaican team has been consistently at the top of the Caribbean rankings since 2017. It is currently preparing for the 2021 qualification tournaments, the CONCACAF Gold Cup, and the FIFA 2020 World Cup in Qatar. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson. You can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.